It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Morena, Mayor Phil Goff, how are you this morning?
Morena, Rachel, I'm good. I always enjoy listening to the music on BFM just before I come on. There's some fantastic songs you play.
There are, there really are. We're very lucky with the musicians in this city. We've got some cool stuff and some big stuff happening in Tāmaki Makaurau at the moment. Let's start with some of the obvious news of the day, which is COVID-19. We are now almost a week into Alert Level 3, Step 2, which means that people can go and shop in a socially distanced way. They can also get into some of the major council institutions. We've had, I think, people, members of the zoo, be able to go back, and same with the Auckland Art Gallery. For these council institutions and buildings, how has it been tracking this week? What's been some of the feedback you've received?
It's been tracking really well. The libraries opened up initially with all libraries doing click and collect, and they had a fantastic response to that. There was, I think, 57,000 items checked out as of the 12th of November.
Wow.
And the really good news is that in about an hour, a press statement is going out to say that tomorrow all 56 of our region's libraries will be open again to the public for them to use, to browse, to use the facilities within the libraries. And that's really good news. So, people love our libraries. They've been doing a lot online, and click and collect will continue. So those that are still a bit nervous, because a lot of people out there are just a bit nervous about, they know COVID is out there, and they want to be careful. So they can still do click and collect, but they can now go into the libraries as of tomorrow morning.
That is fantastic news. With the spaces like the libraries, we know a lot of vulnerable communities, are very much attached to these spaces. Has there been more discussion about the concept of a vaccine mandate or a necessary vaccination status for staff working in these public-facing council institutions?
That process in terms of staffing is going on right now. The Chief Executive of the Auckland Council has been talking through the prospect of mandating the need for vaccination among council staff, and that will apply equally to elected members. Fortunately, all of our governing body members are vaccinated, and overwhelmingly, I'd say probably about 96% of our local board members are vaccinated as well. Now, that will apply, obviously, it already applies to some of our workers that are working in the health and education areas, but it would apply, if it's adopted by the Chief Executive, to all of our workers, and that's certainly what the focus will be. Now, you can see, some of the challenges that's creating around the country with health and education now. It was good to see that only about 1%, I think, of teachers weren't vaccinated, but maybe about 3% of overall education staff weren't. And that creates some tensions, you've got to say. I mean, these are people's jobs that are on the line. I think it's also creating the situation where a lot of people that were hesitant but not fundamentally opposed have thought, damn it, look, I'll get the injection. And in a couple of months' time, I'll be getting my third one now with the booster. So,
yes.
I think that was a good news statement too. We know that over time, vaccinations wear down, and this will take us back up to a more than 90% protection rate, which is pretty damn good.
It is great. And for anyone who did miss that news yesterday, that's rolling out for anybody. So anybody who's had...
Anybody over 18.
Yeah,
6 months after they've had their last shot.
They will be eligible to go and get that. I did want to come back to teachers, though, because that's another big change we're seeing this week for Tāmaki Makaurau, is students of all ages heading back to school from tomorrow. And, of course, today the vaccine mandate does come into effect for teachers and healthcare workers. As you just mentioned, it's not hugely disruptive, although we are seeing certain schools and certain communities are more affected than others. It's not necessarily even across the board. But what's some of the, conversations that you're hearing coming out of particularly the primary and intermediate schools sectors at the moment, because these are potentially more vulnerable situations because obviously children aren't yet eligible to be vaccinated. What are some of the conversations you're hearing from people working in that area?
Yeah, look, mostly it's from teachers and students that they're really glad to be getting back to school. It sounds a bit strange because, you know, we all remember, gee, we couldn't wait for the holidays to get out of school. You know, kids have been out of school sometimes now for up to 3 months. And, you know, that... You know, they've done a lot of learning online, and while that's gone pretty good in some areas, not so well in other areas, but there's nothing like social interaction, and particularly with kids, you know, they love interacting with each other and seeing their teachers and doing stuff together. I think the government has done it reasonably well in the sense that it's left for the primary schools, all the secondary schools, year 9 and 10 will be back full-time. Of course, the senior schools now... pretty much are into exams and will be out of there before too long. But for the primary schools, they've left it up to individual schools as to how they'll do it. And, you know, people are, from year four, have to wear masks. They're looking at ventilation. Well, in summer, that's relatively easy. You open the windows, and that helps a whole lot. But what, you know, when I thought about, you know, is this the right thing to do? In New South Wales, they didn't see COVID spread through the primary schools after they reopened, which was one of the factors that I think influenced our Director General of Health to make that decision. So, look, by and large, I think people are... It's good that kids get back to subnormality before they have the break for the long summer holidays. And I would have hated to have seen, you know, the long three-month lockdown and then nothing, then the Christmas summer holiday lockdown... And kids, you know, it'll be quite weird going back to school after such a long time. So I think this is rolling out reasonably well. You know, there'll be a few pressure points where some schools will have maybe a disproportionate number of staff that don't want to get vaccinated. That's a real shame. I hope that they're still open to, you know, discussions, and they will get it done.
How should we be supporting those? I know this is, I guess, where central government would step in a little bit more here, but council has a role in supporting communities in Tamaki Makaurau particularly. What is some of the ways in which we should be supporting those particular communities that might be struggling a little bit more with some sort of staffing issues or with just some concerns around heading back into these big situations where there's going to be a lot of people? What are some of the ways you would like to see, I guess, the council support the community?
Yeah, probably there's not a huge role for council in schools because it's, you know, traditionally and almost exclusively been a central government domain. People in the local school community can certainly give that support. But the Ministry of Education, I think, will be working pretty hard. It won't be a pressure point between now and Christmas because, you know, there'll be an element of part-time at the primary schools and the senior schools will be out, so the high schools will be able to cope. But I think the Ministry of Education will be working pretty hard at looking where the gaps are and how they might fill those gaps. That's pretty critical. And then, of course, the teachers who... even though it's a very small percentage, they have decided that they're not going to be vaxxed. They might take the opportunity to maybe try AstraZeneca if they were worried about Pfizer. And hopefully some of those will just think about what they want to do for the future. For a lot of them, teaching will be an important part. You know, it's their vocation. And I think those that are not fundamentally opposed to vaccination may change their mind. So the Ministry of Education will have a pretty busy Christmas period just trying to fill those gaps and making sure that there are teachers available. And it will be in some of the regional areas that I think the biggest problems will be.
In non-COVID related news, moving into a bit of a chat about some zero emission trucks that we're seeing roll out. And I know that we've had some great moves in Tamaki Makaurau into our electric bus fleet here recently, which is great. But we're seeing also these conversations about how for freighting trucks and shipping trucks, we're going to be potentially moving into this electric space as well. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Yeah, look, as you said, we've moved on the buses and we've just put an order in for 152 new e-buses that will replace about 12% of Auckland's diesel fleet over the next couple of years. And that will cut our Auckland Transport's greenhouse gas emissions by about 11% a year. So good news there. And some areas like Waiheke, of course, we're leading there, and most of the buses over in Waiheke are now electric and we're not buying any more diesel buses. Trucks are a bigger challenge. So what has happened, working with the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Authority that's co-funding this, five companies, you know, companies like Main Freight and Toll and Owens, are trialling 100% electric trucks. Now, these are largely for inner city deliveries, and that's good because we're trying to move towards an Auckland inner city zero emissions area. They've got limited range, probably, I'm just trying to remember, but it's about 120 Ks. But that will be supplemented. The other big news this week, we will get our first hydrogen Hyundai truck, heavy truck, and the heavy truck will largely be replaced by hydrogen rather than electric.
Right.
I've just checked out the electric does between 100 and 150 k's on a single charge and then charges overnight. But we'll be looking at a mixture of both electric and hydrogen to replace our truck fleet. But, you know, with 40% of our emissions in Auckland coming from transport, we've really got to move on this area. And this is a really good step in the right direction. It's a year-long trial, and the companies are active participants in this, and they'll be looking at how and when they can replace their carbon-emitting fleet with first of all, electric, but also hydrogen. And that will be a big change that I think we'll see in trying to get to our targets by 2030.
Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, Mayor Phil Gough. Always a lot going on in the city at the moment, and plenty to keep updating over the next wee while we move through these changes in the alert level systems and eventually into the traffic light system as well. But take care until next week, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Yeah, that'll be good. And the other good news is we're just 3,800 vaxxers away from Auckland DHB having 90% double vaxxed.
That is great news.
This week, I hope.
Fingers crossed. Yes. Thank you very much.
Ka kite.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Gough.
Thank you.